On the show today, we have Advantage Digital's very own Michael Herman and 121 Financial Credit Union's very own Kathy Huffstetler talking about the new digital lending solution from Advantage Digital, and we get the credit union perspective as well from Kathy. So pretty cool stuff here, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine folks in our virtual studios. Right next to me is Kathy Huffstetler from 121 Financial Credit Union. Kathy, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Glad you can make it. So happy you're here. And then right below us is Mr. Michael Herman from Advantage Digital. Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Michael. Great to be here today. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm excited to, as we were talking before the recording, I'm excited to kind of get a taste of the evolution of Advantage. So you guys are doing some pretty cool stuff there. And we get to get the credit union perspective from Kathy, too. So excited about this. So we're talking today about Advantage Digital's new digital lending solution. And then obviously, 121, Kathy will give us her perspective on how it's working there. But before we get going on that, Michael, let's start by talking about the new digital lending solution Advantage Digital launched earlier this spring. And so what is the solution and how will credit unions and their members benefit from it?
Yeah, Michael, so we like to think about this solution from the point of view of the credit union value and the member value and the consumer value. What we set out to do here was reimagine the lending experience. And we're right. looking to help credit unions compete with the fast-paced changing environment with fintechs and the big banks out there, and to bring a more dynamic experience to bear into the credit union. So this is one solution. The lending solution is one in what will be a suite of solutions of our software as a service solution that is Advantage Digital, and will continue to extend into account opening, new memberization, and also into analytics offerings. And that's the marriage with the old Advantage Digital brand or Advantage Analytics brand that I'm sure you're familiar with.
Okay.
So that all starts to come together into a common SaaS suite of offerings. On the lending side, we start out with a user experience for the consumer. So a point of sale, this is at the point that they're looking to borrow from the credit union. And we wanted to bring new tools. What we heard from consumers was they wanted more than a loan application experience. They wanted to be empowered to make informed decisions. So we went to reimagine that experience, bringing tools and solutions to bear for that member or prospective member, mm-hmm. where there's less friction in the experience and we can help them make informed decisions. For the back office of the credit union, we also saw a need as we went into credit unions and partners like Kathy at 121 to help them manage that digital funnel and to help bring tools to them, analytics tools, tools that can automate back office processes so they can keep consumers in that digital channel and bring down their costs to operate from a lending perspective. So we're bringing efficiencies into the back office of the credit union while also helping them manage that loan funnel.
Wow, that's a mouthful, Michael.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
You guys have the normal saying is there's a lot on the plate, but you guys have a buffet. It sounds like you guys have quite the platter of work ahead of you. And Kathy, I'm coming right at you on this one. So Advantage Digital was the developer of the solution, but you did so in close collaboration with the credit unions, like your partners at 121 Financial. So Kathy, can you talk about how you all came together and what the co-development experience has been like so far working together in developing this?
Yeah, so we've had a long-standing relationship with the parent company, which is CUNA Mutual Group. They're the parent company of Advantage Digital. So they came to us and asked if we'd like to be part of the process. We like the idea. We're always looking for ways to improve our innovation and technology for members, as well as for our employees to make it easier for them. So one of the things I think is pretty cool about it is we were actually involved in the research, which was way back, probably a year before this all started coming together.
Oh, wow.
So we've like really been a partner helping with that. They came in with some sample screenshots and mock-ups of what what it would look like. And we were really impressed with how they really thought it through, talked to consumers to see what they were interested in. And because we're always looking for that better technology for our members, we were all in, and we were the first credit union to go live, and we've been very pleased.
Right. And when did you guys implement it?
December, I think it was, December of 2020.
Oh, wow. Okay. So good deal. Good deal. All right. So it's, so what, we're almost 6 months in. So, yes. And so Michael, we hear a lot about digital banking platforms needing to be flexible to change the fast moving market that we're experiencing today. So is that how you guys have built Advantage Digital Lending System, kind of the flexibility built in to grow and move as the markets move?
Absolutely, Michael. I think this is core to the underlying technology and how we've designed it, as well as the value that we're bringing to the marketplace. We use human-centered design and design thinking to start out by building empathy for the end user of the product, both the credit union's back office and the consumer. And we want to iterate value quickly into the experience. And in order to do that, you've got to design and architect in such a way that you can make modifications and changes along the way. Since we've been live with 121, we've had, I don't know how many new releases that have been pushed with new features, upward of a dozen already, where we're pushing new features all the time, enhancing and improving the experience. So we build with that in mind. And that human-centered design, if we've got a couple of high-level goals, we want less friction, right, in the experience. We want to produce more loans for the credit union. We really want to listen to that consumer experience, and we listen in a number of ways. We can engage consumers directly and members directly and find out what their pain points are so we can target those pain points. We also want to build into the solution itself the ability to track the performance of the solution, to follow the consumer. Where are they caught? Where do they fall off? All of those pieces we capture through the underlying data structure that allows us to have visibility and to continue to iterate additional improvements and value into the product.
Yeah, and from looking at it from the consumer perspective, as consumers, we're getting so spoiled today with all the easy online mobile stuff. And I mean, Amazon has just made it so, so simple. So is that kind of the expectations your members are expecting as well, Kathy? And that's kind of why you guys are going down this path as well? Is that kind of what you're seeing?
Yes, it is. That's exactly what we're seeing. And I think it's really a cool feature at the beginning. The member can go in and look for a car and get prices and really do some scenarios, see what their payment's going to be, what's their terms. They can play around with all of that. So it's a simulator they can start with at the beginning before they apply. Wow. So it's giving them more tools to make a better decision.
Indeed. And that's just a super value add for your credit and just makes your credit that much more sticky, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're aiming for.
Always.
Michael, you're talking about the human-centered design, you know, one that that's followed by a lot of big brands out there, as we know, like Venmo, HelloFresh, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. There's a million of them. So what is it about the principles of that strategy that appeal to Advantage Digital?
Well, I think that the power in innovation, it's sometimes simpler than we maybe think it is. So we think of innovation and we think about breaking all of this new ground and plowing all these new things. But for us, it starts with just that deep empathy, understand the problem and go right at the problem.
Yep, yep.
And then engage the consumer along the way. So build that empathy, start to solution towards it, come up with ideas, iterate those back to the consumer, get feedback, work the feedback in, and rinse, repeat over and over again. And, you know, Kathy brought up an example there with our simulator, the simulator tool, which starts before the actual loan application flow. This is a great example to illustrate this. When we were out in the market doing generative research, what we heard from consumers over and over again was they want a safe place where they can exercise the different terms of a loan. They get anxious about, will my credit be pulled? Is it going to affect my credit score? They don't have transparency as to when that happens. And that's how we sort of born that idea of a simulator. Let's give them a safe space that they can understand all the different options available. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can self-report their credit score to understand the terms. And so that's just one example of going right at an empathy, going right at a pain point with empathy to design a new solution and bring a new product experience to bear that is right in front of us once you understand the consumer need.
Is that like taking the loan calculator to a whole new level, Michael?
It is. It's taking it to a whole new level because in addition to having all the underlying loan terms within the credit union and having that configured so we can understand the different interest rates and the risk bands and so on and so forth, we also integrate into KBB Kelley Blue Book or NADA, depending on who the credit union is using for valuation, and into some other integration providers where we can pull back visuals of the car. They can actually have a shopping experience in the simulator to pick the vehicle that they're looking for. Yeah, so before they even start on the lending journey, they can pick their trim level, understand what the cost of the vehicle is going to be in their marketplace. So yeah, very dynamic, definitely taking your traditional calculator up to a new level. And that's what credit unions are going to need to compete with the ever-changing marketplace.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm that person. I love going, doing all the different scenarios. Well, if I do that percentage and this loan term or that many months, I'm that person. I get stuck on that. And I love playing with that type of stuff. So you're talking to me right now. So Kathy, so you've been in the credit union lending space for many years now and seen a lot of terms and markets, highs and lows. We've all experienced that type of stuff. So how did the pandemic, I got to bring COVID in this. We're going to talk about COVID, but how did the pandemic compare and how has your credit union had to adapt to help members through what I can imagine was a crazy, crazy chaotic time as we've all heard.
Yeah. And I, like you said, I've been in lending a long time, over 30 years. So I'm always at credit unions and I like the credit union philosophy of people helping people. The pandemic was definitely the first time I actually went through it was with the recession in 2008. But the pandemic was a little bit different. We didn't know what to expect. Everyone was kind of trying to figure out what are we going to expect our losses to be, or our members going to be able to pay their loans. Mm-hmm. And so at our credit union, I think, and really probably most credit unions, I would say, if not all, it was all about their member and kind of back to what Michael said, that empathy, like how can we help our member through this?
Yeah.
And so one example would be in this during the pandemic when the Paycheck Protection loans came out, the PPP loans, mm-hmm. we're like $623 million credit union now. Last year we were $599, but we were able to save 4,300 jobs across Jacksonville area, Florida.
Wow.
And we're not a huge, we're not huge. We're like a mid-sized credit union, I guess I would say. And we were able to save over 4,000 jobs. And even this year, the second round came out and we've been able to save 2,000 more jobs. So that's really definitely we're in our community and how can we help our community?
Yeah, you guys, that's a story of literally changing lives, you know? And if you guys weren't there for them, who knows what would have happened? So it's just so great that you guys step up like that. And technology like this can help out as well. Yeah. So, and Michael, do you see Advantage Digital Lending Solution expanding or evolving to help credit unions keep in lockstep with the changing needs of consumers? Because it seems to be changing every 5 minutes these days.
It certainly is, Michael. And that's, again, why how we construct the solution without getting into the tech stuff around it, how you architect it and how you build it to be able to extend additional value quickly has always been at the front and center of our mind so that we're building to extensive value in the product. And we got a lot already planned out in front of us. We just finished up personal loans and credit cards. We're now building into mortgage and HELOC and the account opening experience that I was talking about. And then all the analytics stuff that we're going to bring on top of all of that. So, okay, we can power this great experience. We can remove the friction. We can help the credit union in the back office. Now, how do we stimulate more growth? How do we stimulate more traffic in with analytics and help credit unions market to consumers at the appropriate time with the offerings that they have? So we got a whole bunch in front of us. And we're really bullish on the future of this.
I bet. Yeah, no doubt. And Kathy, your members got to be just tickled pink with something like this. I mean, you got to get you must be experiencing some good feedback from your members on this stuff, right?
Yeah, we have experienced definitely a turnaround in our abandonment rate. Our VP of marketing, he's just tickled pink. I mean, he gets all excited, about the analytics and all of that. But the abandonment rate went down from almost 80% down to about 30%, 38%.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes. And then our time to, for our current members, the time to put in a loan application went from 6 minutes to 3 minutes. So that's half, went half.
Yeah, I think we're getting closer and closer to getting your phone and just going, okay, I want that.
Yes. And it's in your account.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, I love stories like this, these success stories and how the technology can help credit unions, help their members and change lives and stuff. It's just such a great great process to experience and deliver this type of a message. So I'm really happy to do so. And having said that, anything else here to add? Kathy, I'll let you go for it. Any final words of wisdom here on this type of stuff? I mean, any advice to credit unions out there on this type of technology or implementing it or?
Yeah, I would say that if you can find a partner like we did in Advantage Digital that is willing to collaborate with you. So it's not that they come to you and say, here's a product, you know, we're trying to sell you. It was, let's build something that works for you, works for your members, works for your employees. And that collaborative effort and working together, I think that makes all the difference.
Yeah, you're going to come up with a winning solution for sure. Yeah. And having said that, Michael, any final words here to wrap up?
I was going to flip it right back to what Kathy just said. You know, we feel the same way about 1-2-1, is that partnership, that co-creation along this journey has been so meaningful to us. We know when you're the very first one, you're taking a step out there. And we certainly feel just so grateful that 1-2-1 and that team has been with us along this journey, and that now we've got some early proof points on the value that we're creating along with 1-2-1, and we can help to bring this value further out in the market.
Indeed. Well, I don't think you're going to have a problem in that area, Michael, for sure, based on what Kathy's already experienced. So, all right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Oh, you're welcome. Be well, be safe, all right?
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.